Hello, my name is Susan Campbell and I'm a life coach, and I am working with organisations in the voluntary sector to discuss self-directed support and speaking to individuals and staff about how this has affected their lives. And I'm here today with Glenn and Graham from Cornerstone. Glenn receives support and Graham is a manager within Cornerstone. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions, Glenn, if that's all right. We start off maybe just talking about how are things in terms of your home life?
Quite all right.
What kind of things do you do at home?
Flash and a pail of water and a mop. And then I clean my room and then polish the cupboards.
And you share your house with someone else? You've got a flatmate?
Yes.
So what about sharing, Michael? Sometimes your flatmate doesn't keep well.
Yeah, it doesn't keep well.
So you help the staff. Sometimes I work for the staff.
Oh, it does.
Yes, doing all different things
that's
in the
right.
hospital.
That's right. That's
and
right.
So sometimes, mm-hmm. because you share with them, mm-hmm. you go to visit Glenn with the staff.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your money situation, Glenn. How do you feel about your money? Do you feel in control of your money?
I go to the bank anyway. Mm-hmm.
You know you when your money's paid in the bank,
yes,
that mm-hmm. although the staff can help you
yes,
with things
oh, yes,
with physically get it from the bank,
oh, yes.
you know that it's up to you what you spend it on.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes staff can advise you if something's a good idea mm-hmm. or if it's not such a good idea. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, uh-huh. if you see something that you want,
yes.
then
you buy things. Yeah.
What kind of things do you spend your money on, Glenn?
There's some model cars,
right.
like some Mini, Leyland.
You collect stuff?
Just we go out sometime, might be, it could be Malfron or Doyle's Malfron sometimes, or Largs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. What are the bigger purchases you've made in the last month or so?
Oh, the room. Well, kind of egg duck and that's egg duck.
Mm.
And the furniture's coming in the end of April, isn't it? The end of April.
So you've painted and decorated and you've bought furniture.
So, and the other thing that we're going to buy is the holiday. Mm. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, so you've picked that, you've got your own brochure.
Yes.
And you looked at the hotels,
mm-hmm.
you looked at various places you could stay,
mm-hmm.
what level of board you want,
mm-hmm.
and excursions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you picked as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Where are you going, Glenn, for holiday?
Santa Ponda. That's right.
Mallorca. Is it right, you were telling me earlier that sometimes you're a little bit anxious about benefits and things around money? You get a little bit anxious about that.
So sometimes people you talk to, they get worried if they earn too much money, they'll stop getting the money that the government give them.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you realise that money you get for your...
That's all right.
And to pay for your support, that's something separate. People, we always make sure you get that.
Oh, you get that, surely.
But it's still something that sometimes you worry about.
Oh, right.
There's been lots of changes recently, especially in the way that budgets are done. Yeah, these little things. But the bigger things, like about the money that pays for your support, that perhaps from time to time gets reviewed. But you always know that you've got people like your friends from Equal Say, what's his name?
Alan Gray.
And that when you speak to social work, in case they're looking at your budget, then he would be there with Lowry, your brother.
Yeah.
And they would help you talk about the things that were important to you that must continue in your life and other things that maybe you can do without.
And another thing that you were telling me about when we spoke last time was that you set up a snack shop a few years ago. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Oh, well, that was a lot of money going in a box, remember? A lot of money, but you need to watch.
So it was really successful? Sounds like
The cash would be
What kind of things did you sell?
It was Milky Ways, Mounties, Mars bars, orange drink, something like that, orange drink time.
How long did you do that for, Glenn?
Was it 2 years? 2 years?
I thought it was 2 years.
That's
brilliant. So what's happening with it now?
I think that it's still going.
Yes.
We thought that since you've enjoyed it so much, perhaps we'd give another gentleman that would like the opportunity a chance. But the idea was yours, and the way it's been set up was yours. I don't think you realised it was going to be the success it was. So it was good to do it at the time.
Yes,
but
it's
nice to be able to relax as
well. It does help.
Tell me about some of the things you do with your time then.
I just play cards in the room, patient in the room.
Is that in the day service?
I done the day service.
How often do you go to the day service, Glenn?
Thursday, every Thursday.
And And who else is there?
About 20 odd people that go to the
services,
isn't it? People that you've known for some time.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of friends there?
Yes, yeah, yes, I am.
And so you're playing cards, and I heard you were doing drawing as well, art stuff?
I mean, dominoes and cards.
Yes. And they've also now got a garden club, so now the weather's getting better.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Some people that are good at doing stuff like that are going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start planting up tubs,
planters. Oh, yeah.
And also looking to grow their own vegetables as well.
And trees.
And I heard you enjoy cycling as well.
Yes, yes.
Where do you cycle to?
Sometimes we go to Lamb Hill.
Mm-hmm. And that's along the...
Canal, yes.
Yep.
Where does that go?
Picks up the stables.
And the other thing, Glenn, is you enjoy your holidays, don't you?
You're
going to Santa Ponsa next month.
Yes.
Where else have you been on holiday?
Benidorm, I went there. I've seen Jersey.
You think you prefer a place like a hotter, don't you?
Oh, hotter.
Yes,
aye.
What kind of things do you like to do on holiday?
There's getting your dinner and swimming in the pool.
Yes.
The pool, the water, and the heat that's coming down. Yeah. And going out in the coach bus and buying things. And
going excursions.
Aye, yes, aye, buying things.
What was your favourite place that you've been to so far?
Oh, Cologne was more like I went to Cologne.
Uh-huh. Now, what about your family? Who's in
your family? Just Lowry and the house and me. Lowry. There's Heather there. There's three.
Who's Lowry?
Youngest brother. Youngest.
Mm-hmm. And is Heather his wife?
Sister.
Oh, that's your sister?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So yeah.
You've got Lowry and Heather.
Yes, that's right. Then.
Two brothers and one sister.
Uh-huh. The only guy, you see Lowry all the time and Heather more, that's all.
Do you see them quite a lot?
Oh, every month.
And what kind of things do you do when you see your... brother and sister.
Park?
We're the park, yes, that's right.
So your family is important to you?
Yes, yes.
Do you enjoy spending time with them?
Yes, 4 hours.
Yeah, every month?
Yeah, every month, yes. Mm.
What about your health, Glenn? How's your health at the moment?
But we're thinking, you go to regular appointments with your doctor, don't you?
I do, and Dr. Anna.
So how do you feel she is with you?
Alright.
She's helpful.
Alright, good, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
On your mind,
that's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's important to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're keeping well.
Oh yes, yes.
You feel you get good support.
Yes.
From your staff as
Yes.
Do
right. Mm-hmm.
Helps
yes.
to keep you well.
That's right.
It's important, isn't it, to have staff that know you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So if they do see that you're not quite the same your usual self, that they can help you maybe to get in touch with the doctor and let them know.
So you've been with Cornerstone since 2001?
Mm, yes.
And where is it you live now?
Milton, aye.
Do you like Milton?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
Quite settled there?
Yes, aye.
And what are your kind of plans and goals for the future? Mm-hmm. So you're, one of your goals is about going on holiday?
Yes, aye.
Yeah, to Santa Ponsa. Mm-hmm. What other things would you like for the future?
I never tried Bulgaria.
Oh,
you tried
Bulgaria for holiday? What other things would you like for your future?
Just, it was a good day in the summer, you can get the bikes out and Lamb Hill.
You're happy with how things are and the way things are going
about. Yes,
thank you very much, Glenn.
Yes, sir.